Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Rajesh Rajamani, Director of Marketing at Spirent Communications. Welcome, Rajesh.
Thanks for having me, and it's great to be here, Allison.
So Rajesh, Spirent has not been on the show before. Can you just give me a sense of your role in the industry and how you are engaging in the broader telco and network transformation?
So Spirent is decades old. It's been around for a long time, and it's a test and measurements equipment vendor. So think of Spirent as this. Any networking equipment or network that's built and deployed by service providers or cloud providers in this world, we help test and validate those equipment. All the way from mobile devices, cell site routers, access and aggregation networks, complex edge routers, and then the core and transport networks, through to data centers and inter-data center connectivity. The entire span of the network, and we also serve the entire ecosystem involved in the span. For example, network equipment manufacturers such as the Ciscos and Junipers of the world, to the component manufacturers such as the Intels, to telco service providers, to cloud service providers, to enterprises, to government agencies. So we help both in pre-deployment validation in the lab and post-deployment monitoring and fault detection.
When you look at the environments of pre-deployment and post-deployment, what are the differences in the testing environments that you need to deliver, and what different approaches do you take in terms of developing those technologies?
The primary difference in even in the product lines for pre-deployment and post-deployment is that in pre-deployment, it's all about pushing the boundaries, validating up to the failure point, validating for functionality and compliance and conformance, but also for performance and scale. Can the router support a million sessions as it says it will? Can the network support 200 gig throughput as it says it would support? Where is the breaking point? We do it in a relatively safer lab environment where the primary motive is to find problems and failure points and bugs and help the vendors and service providers fix those bugs. In a post-deployment world, it's about us going in, not causing any disruptions, and yet making sure that if a service is turned up, that is, its SLAs are according to what is advertised, making sure that if there are any faults, that we can detect the faults, isolate the faults, help recover from the faults, and monitor the networks, do active monitoring, do passive monitoring. There's one other wrinkle to post-deployment, and that is since it's a live environment, we have to fit in to the OSS, BSS systems of service providers. So a lot of hooks, and it has its set of complications because of that.
When we apply virtualization to those tests, what changes in terms of the way you deliver your products, and are there any new complexities to that?
So I'll start off by taking a step back in that 5 years ago, our execs mandated that we shall not just be a provider of hardware test equipment, because we saw the world changing. And so our mandate was to not only have physical test appliances, but also virtualized test appliances. So we kind of seamlessly moved and ported all of our test functionality, all of the hundreds and thousands of protocols that we help validate, to run easily on open off-the-shelf servers in virtualized environments, in a variety of hypervisors, in a variety of cloud environments. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that for years now. That said, it also helps address some of the complexities of validating a virtualized environment. In a physical test environment, it was a very clean separation between the physical boxes that were being tested and the test devices, which are also physical boxes, connected from the outside. Right? Mm-hmm. So we send it traffic, we see how the device under test behaves, and we validate and categorize and qualify. In a virtual environment, the wrinkle here is that if we were to virtualize the test functionality that exists in the same environment, possibly in the same server, running on the same hypervisor, as the functionality that's being tested. Mm-hmm. So now we become a part of the system. And so there is a potential that the test head itself can cause a disruption to the environment. And that is where we went to extra pains to ensure that even if we run in a shared environment, in the act of measuring something else, that we don't disrupt the measurements itself. So we've taken extra precautions. We run in separate cores. We can be assigned separate memories. We can still isolate what is being tested. But more than that, the test requirements itself change because of service chaining, where you can link together a chain of VNFs or VMs to test, and auto-scaling. And so we have to not only isolate one VNF and test it, but we have to isolate a VNF and then we test a bunch of VNFs. And we have to move the test head within a virtual environment from VNF to VNF and so on. So those are some of the additional complexities involved.
So where are you in terms of delivering products? I can assume that there's an acute demand for testing products with all of the development that's going on in the industry in this space right now.
We have many product lines. We have a Spirent Test Center product line primarily for L2, L3 validation of routers and switches and networks. We have a Landslide product line for validating Evolved Packet Core and all of the elements of the packet core. And then an AppSec offering, Avalanche, for validating next-gen firewalls. So the first thing we did was to have a physical appliance or a chassis for each of them, which is evolving at a rapid pace, and also a virtual offering for each of these product lines. So we have a virtual Spirent Test Center, a virtual Landslide, and a virtual Avalanche. And whenever we go and provide a solution to our customers, even to validate a virtual environment, It's always a mix of a physical test head and a virtual test head, where a physical test head is used with nanosecond or microsecond accuracy levels or extremely high throughput validation is needed, where we still rely on physical test equipment for absolute accuracy. And then also offer the virtual test heads for functional testing, scale testing within virtual environments.
Mm-hmm.
So the second part of your question is, how are we engaged with the industry? We are engaged in a lot of the standards bodies very deeply, HCNFV, with OPNFV, with ONS, and part of trade shows, engaged with customers, vendors, NEMs, Intel, and also service providers and proof of concepts.
I'm sure that we've sparked some interest in Spirent in the conversation today. My last question for you is just what you would suggest to people who are listening in terms of finding out more information about the solutions offerings that you have and staying abreast with what you're coming up with next.
Absolutely. Please visit Spirent.com. It's a good repository for product lines, thought leadership that we've been involved in, white papers, ebooks on NFV and SDN that we've put out there. Follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn, but more importantly, we are engaged at multiple standards bodies. I am the rapporteur for a very key work item on pre-deployment test methodologies, and Spirent is also a rapporteur for methodologies for post-deployment validation of NFV networks. We also contribute in a similar way at ONF and other standards bodies.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule today to visit with us on ChipChat. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Allison. Thanks for having me, and it was a pleasure.